Well, we're a Holstein Friesian herd. The milk crisis is bad at the moment, and we decided to go into diversify, and we bought a vending machine and put it at the dairy, and we're selling raw milk from the dairy straight from the cow, straight, you know, into the vending machine, and the general public can turn up and buy it.
What sort of reaction do you get?
Been very, very positive. Really, really pleased. You know, local people have really supported us well, and we're now into the holiday season, and there's a lot of people coming to buy our milk. You know, they don't want something that's travelled miles and been heat treated, and it's been really, really good.
How does raw milk differ from what we'd get from a milkman?
Well, it isn't pasteurised. Our milk comes straight from a bulk milk tank. Alex and I are now going to fill up the small tanks to put in the vending machine. And it isn't transported miles and miles, and it's very, very fresh.
So what is the taste difference?
I think that at the moment you're not taking out fat from the milk. And our fat at the moment is fairly high. Protein... and it tastes, when you take all that out and heat treated it, it's a completely different taste. Completely different taste. People should just come and try it, and I think they'll really enjoy it.
I remember when I was young having raw milk straight from a cow because a friend had cows, and it just tasted so much more creamy.
It's definitely creamier, yeah. And it all depends what you feed the cows. They're now going out to grass, so it'll slightly change the taste of it then. But they've been on maize silage and grass silage throughout the winter while the weather's been bad. But hopefully next week they'll all go out and they'll be on grass all the time, so it'll slightly change again then.
So how many cows have you got here?
We've got 120. And then we've got all the followers, the young stock as well, that we rear on for replacement for the herd. I've been here about 40 years now, and my grandfather was before that, and his father before that. So it's in the blood, really. We love our cows, and we want other people to enjoy them.
There's been a lot in the press about how milk prices have gone down and what the farmers get is very little. Is this the way forward?
I hope so. I mean, everybody diversified. People either sell cream and cheese. We also sell milk every month to a lady called Ellie Betch at Burndale Farm, and she takes it to make Dapple, Norfolk Dapple, a cheese, and we've been doing that for about 8 years now. And we decided, you know, we've got to try something else, otherwise we get out of cows. We just can't stay in. We're just making no money at all, and so we put this vending machine in.
And has it worked? Has it started making you the money that you need?
Yeah, we've been very, very pleased. We've started off 40 or 50 litres, and we're now up to nearly 100 litres a day, which is far more than we expected. I'm really, really pleased about that.